views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
What if your biggest dreams were already assured as they've been written in the stars? Want a boost to raise your vibration to 5D and higher? Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams helps you access the wisdom of your higher self and guides to balance your ego, progress spiritually, and discover your life purpose and larger soul mission. Wendy is a Seattle area past life regressionist, certified spiritual teacher, Reiki Master Energy Healer, and award-winning author. Plan your magic carpet ride now with Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams.
Good morning. I'm Wendy Rose Williams, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Today's topic is sexual healing, and my guest today is popular speaker Dr. Jen Gonzalez, a sociologist and sexologist specializing in healthy relationships and mindful sex. A few quick announcements before we dive in with Dr. Jen. I'm excited to share with listeners I'm one of the first Seattle Airbnb experience hosts. I'm hosting a group past life regression experiential workshop in Linwood, Washington, this coming Friday night, November 10th, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Please visit my website at wendyrosewilliams.com for more information and to register. Also, you can go to Airbnb and search Seattle Experiences or check out the wonderful events on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I've scheduled two group past life regressions a month for the next several months on select Friday evenings and Saturday and Sunday afternoons, including this Friday evening and again November 18th, December 3rd, December 8th, January 5th, January 13th, February 9th, and February 17th. So go to my website to hear and read those dates again. Workshop participants will receive a copy of my first book, Regression Healing 1. Also, I'll be volunteering at Doggone Seattle's Winter Wolf event at the Fremont Abbey in Seattle on Saturday, December 2nd. We'd love to have you join us for this fun and festive evening starting at 6 p.m. Doggone Seattle is a no-kill, all-volunteer, foster-based dog rescue. All the proceeds from Winter Wolf will go directly to save the hundreds of dogs a year that Doggone Seattle is saving from the high kill shelters. Winter Wolf will include a gourmet style reception dinner with local wines and beers, a silent and live auction, a 50-50 raffle, and more. Tickets are only $65 if they're purchased by December 1st from Brown Paper Tickets or visit doggoneseattle.org or Doggone Seattle's Facebook page for more information. We'd love to see you there. Doggone Seattle founder Jenny Nordine will be my guest on Soul Wisdom Radio on January 2nd. Now let's get into today's topic of sexual healing. The inspiration for this discussion today is my own practice as a past life regressionist and Reiki Master Energy Healer. One of the compelling themes that presents repeatedly is the need for heart healing and the need for healing the lower chakras too, especially the root and the sacral chakra, which is the seat of our sexuality, our creativity, and our joy. During past life regression, the energy that's ready to be released and healed presents first. My belief is emotions are timeless, and they can present as anxiety or panic attacks, depression, PTSD, chronic physical or emotional pain, or just feeling stuck or confused, not on your life path or not fully in your body. During regression healing, we can heal the blockages and release the stuck energy by finding the lifetime of origin of the presenting issue or symptom. We can reframe trauma, as you'll read in my first book, Regression Healing 1, and complete lessons. Gratitude, forgiveness, and healthy boundaries show up frequently as lessons. Excuse me. During the past life regression process, we release expectations, raise our energetic vibration and frequency, begin to heal our DNA at the cellular level, balance our emotions, and surrender to flow with the universe. This allows a lot more peace, love, and joy into our lives. Most of us benefit greatly from sexual healing because we've stored shame or guilt in ourselves. There's likely been abuse, exploitation, or lack of power and knowledge at some point, or unrealistic expectations, like someone else is going to make us whole or happy or complete. Jerry Maguire had it dead wrong. There's no one else to complete you. No one else can give you what you can't give yourself, meaning self-love, self-acceptance, self-confidence, and more. This has led to tremendous cultural impacts with a lot of evidence that some countries, including the U.S., now sadly have a rape culture and or a hookup culture from a behavioral and sociological standpoint. My work with clients includes a guided meditation where we journey to a healing temple. Every single client has needed heart healing, and my intuition tells me the epidemic of women with breast cancer, 1 in 7, is from not having received sufficient heart healing. It's rare, but a few clients have been so heartbroken we've needed to replace their heart chakra energetically during session. Many of my clients have served in the mystery schools in previous incarnations. The purpose of the mystery schools is to hold and protect the ancient esoteric wisdom of the world with a primary duty to serve the light. We're now moving into a time of no more secrets, where authenticity is everything, and there's great empowerment from no longer having secrets and from just being our authentic selves. Examples of the mystery schools include King Solomon's 3,500 years ago, the Freemasons, Knights Templar, and the Temple of Isis locations in Egypt. When I state Isis, I'm referring to the ancient Egyptian goddess. More of my clients are remembering these incredible teachings during session, and many have not been consciously aware of them before we began, but are now ready to heal and release that energy to bring forth forgotten abilities and get unstuck, which is something that Dr. Pat talks about in a very powerful way. For example, a woman in her late 40s presented with hip and lower back pain that was so severe it was impacting her activities of daily living, including her ability to walk, as well as to sit and to drive and to easily change positions, which we all need to do many times a day. She had such a serious case of frozen hips from not moving forward on her life path, she was heading for a wheelchair if the energetic cause wasn't found. She also had a lifelong fear of fire that was beyond a healthy respect for it, though she'd never been negatively impacted by fire in this lifetime. She immediately went to a past life as a priestess at one of the Egyptian Temple of Isis locations during our past life regression. She recalled so much from her time at the Temple of Isis, she had another session a month later to complete the download of memories. The initiates at the Temple of Isis location studied a wide variety of subjects, including plant medicine, languages, history, and geography, to energetically support Mother Earth and mankind, especially during severe weather and other catastrophes. We've been seeing a lot of those recently, and I believe that's due to human emotion really impacting the weather. There was great synergy built when the priestesses prayed and meditated or held rituals together. The sum of the whole was much greater than the parts. Balance among the elements of fire and water, earth and air, was taught, with water being a divine feminine element and the most powerful of the elements. There were also men's temples in Egypt, most often associated with Horus, Isis's son. Some of the Temple of Isis locations were sacred sexuality sites. There, the practice of knowing oneself and one's partner fully, without judgment, allowed a very specific, exceedingly balanced energy to be built between two partners as a pathway to God. It was accomplished by fully aligning the chakras during sexual union. This can be considered part of the heaven on earth energy, which includes peace and love and joy. This sacred sexuality, with the ancient Indian system of Tantra being one example, can also be practiced solo as a breath practice. So let's dial into these intriguing possibilities and get practical as I introduce Dr. Jen to speak with us regarding how mindfulness can lead to a more healthy and enjoyable sexuality. I first heard sociologist Dr. Jen Gonzalez on our mutual friend Jason Havey's Spinning Logic podcast. I love how Dr. Jen is not only extremely fact-based and cutting-edge in her field, but she's fresh and flirty and then serious and insightful all at the right time. Jen creates a safe space to have the much-needed conversations that require courage, integrity, and vulnerability. That, in combination with her secret weapon, her sense of humor, make her a sought-after speaker. Dr. Jen's a frequent speaker regarding sexual consent, healthy relationships, erotic play, and mindful sex. She's presented 2 TEDx talks, is a sex and relationships writer, and a recurring intimacy expert on the morning news. Dr. Jen is one of the founders of Sex Positive San Diego and the creator of World Sexual Health Day San Diego. She has over 1.4 million hits on her In the Den with Dr. Jen YouTube video series and is one of the experts in the documentary Sticky, a self-love love story on the topic of masturbation. Dr. Jen was recently promoted to black belt in Korean karate, and she's working with a publisher on her first book. Welcome, Dr. Jen, my fellow Albany State alumni, to Soul Hi. Wisdom Radio.
Hey, Wendy. I know, I forgot about that Albany connection we have.
Yes, that was so fun to find on your website.
So random, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, before we delve into our main topic of how the practice of noticing and mindfulness can help us find and embrace a more healthy, positive sexuality, I have a few questions to set the stage.
Yeah.
A large focus of your work is with universities. Many of our listening audience have children and struggle with how to talk about sex ed at home. My belief is that discomfort with this vital piece of parenting regarding our amazing physicality and human sexuality is then sloughed off to the schools or churches. Can we start with your thoughts, Dr. Jen, on what an abstinence-only education has led to in the U.S.? And then we'll take a quick break and return with Dr. Jen.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, it's funny because the research repeatedly and continually over the years points to the value to our youth of providing them with comprehensive sex education, which is, you know, the big picture. Abstinence is part of that, and the awareness around the responsibility and healthy decision making. I mean, that's what it's all about. But it also, includes lots of different aspects of condom use and protecting yourself and STDs and STIs, and the much bigger picture around all these different aspects of sexuality. And the research shows that actually in some places where teens have received only abstinence-only education, they've actually have an increase in teen pregnancies or an increase in STDs. And because they're so ill prepared for when they do become sexual. So it's a huge disservice. And you use the word discomfort. And I think we have societally so much discomfort and awkwardness around the topic of sex. And we keep passing that on to younger generations. And then we keep saying, well, we don't want to talk about these topics or inform them about these topics. Because that's irresponsible, but that's only, you know, adults' fears and discomfort and awkwardness.
Absolutely.
That's speaking, not what kids really need.
Dr. Jen, hold that thought for a moment and we will come right back to that. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams and my guest, Dr. Jen Gonzalez. We're going to take a quick break and return to this important topic.
Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Integrate integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
We're back on Soul Wisdom Radio. I'm your host, Wendy Rose Williams, and I have sexpert Dr. Jen Gonzalez with us. Before we jump back into the topic of how sexual abstinence-only education is a disservice to everyone, in Jen, in my opinion at least, Jen, how can people reach you? What's the best way to contact you?
Oh, yeah. You could find me online through all things Dr. Jen's Den. So it's DrJennsDen. And so that's my website. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest. And I would love if my approach resonates with folks, I'd love for folks to find me online and join in the conversation, because we need to keep talking about these topics in open, honest ways and bring a whole lot more critical thinking to our approach to sex in our society.
Absolutely. And I can be reached at WendyRoseWilliams.com regarding past life regression and energy healing. And I highly encourage everyone to take a peek at Dr. Jen's YouTube channel, because it is falling down the rabbit hole. There's so much information there, but it's beautifully organized. It's tasteful. It's fresh. It's funny. There's really something for everyone. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. So let's return to the conversation about that abstinence-only education. So what are your thoughts, Jen? What's a better way?
I think... Well, first of all, you were talking about the parents that may be listening today. I think parents really need to start with themselves and look at, okay, what messages did I receive growing up? What was beneficial to me? What was harmful to me? Which of those negative messages do I still carry with me? And where, you said in the beginning in your intro, Wendy, you were talking about how we have stored shame and guilt. We have lack of power and knowledge. We have unrealistic expectations. Like, all of those things are because, at its foundation, because we're not talking about these topics and really getting into the nitty gritty of them. And so I think it's really valuable if parents can sit down and spend some time, like whether it's journaling and writing or talking to their partner or talking to their friends and really hashing out, like, what is the crap that you're carrying around sex and sexual topics? And then where do you have discomfort and awkwardness around these conversations, and what fears do you have around it? And at least, you know, it's not going to make them go away, but the more you shine a light, you know, the more we always shine a light on our fears and insecurities and misinformation, the more we can empower ourselves to at least stay present. So then, you know, then you can address these topics with your kids, and your kids may be awkward and uncomfortable. And you're like, yeah, I get it. You're uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. This is awkward, unfortunately. But you know what? I love you so much and care about you so much. I'm going to keep having these awkward conversations with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
And you could just keep staying present in it. And that's hard to do unless we've looked at our own stuff. And we've done the process of really shining a light on it and gotten a much higher level of awareness of you know, all the layers of kind of crap you have around this.
Right.
And then you can at least, you know, keep breathing through it and stay present with it, even when it is so awkward and uncomfortable.
So, Jen, you spend a lot of time with the college age crowd. So put yourself in their shoes. And what would their best advice be to their parents in addition to what you've just shared? Is there something that they would say, I wish you'd told me about XYZ?
That's great. Well, so one thing is, I mean, because in the research repeatedly shows that, well, you're talking college kids, but yeah, when they're looking back and younger teens, they do want their parents to talk to them about that, even if it's uncomfortable and even if they put up a fight. They really do want their parents as an accurate source of information.
There
so I would say, you know, for parents, then, you know, read up on this information or get, there are age appropriate books. Go to Amazon. There's great mm-hmm. age appropriate books starting from, you know, younger ages, 8 and even younger, of just changes of the body and moving up through the teen years. And so parents read those books, have those books available to their kids and teens, have the resources available in a way that then your kids can go find it on their own. And it is accurate information, non-shaming information.
Absolutely.
And because, yeah, parents, nobody knows all of the information. And the internet is sometimes great and sometimes horrible for finding information. So at least to have some of those books around and accurate resources that way. I also do think kids really appreciate when their parents share something personal and vulnerable and be like, I know what it's like to be in your shoes. When I was your age, like, I felt this way and this happened to me. And having the courage to be vulnerable makes you much more accessible emotionally to your kids, because, you know, otherwise they look at you like you have no idea. You've never been here, to be like, no, dude, I've totally been there.
Yes.
Like, I get it. And this was my struggle, and this is how I dealt with it. And this is what I did with this. And this wasn't the healthy thing to do with this. And I want you to, you know, be able to make healthier choices. So let's just keep talking about this. Like, that is amazing to have that level of vulnerability with your kids. I mean, you pick and choose, obviously, and you don't tell them everything. But sprinkling some of that in makes you a much more trustworthy source.
Much because more human.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you seem real. Exactly.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I so appreciate that information. And I know our listeners do too.
Yeah.
I know this is a complex subject and it merits significant discussion, but what are your immediate thoughts on what sexual shaming looks like, where it may be originating, and most importantly, how do we bring in some light and some sexual healing in that arena?
Oh, great question. Yeah, and I think I'd say, you know, sexual shame is probably at the core of my work and my motivation and drive for what I do, in that particularly American society, we just at a young age, you know, instill a shame and guilt aspect around sex. You know, you're asking where it starts. I mean, I think, you know, it starts with, as Americans, we tend to have a lot of body shame. So, you know, if you compare our society to, say, for example, a few years back, I went over to Sweden and did a training at a university there, a sexuality training. And so I was talking to lots of folks from all different, it was a very international crowd and all different backgrounds. And I was talking to one woman who was raised in Sweden. And she said it was very common when they would go on family vacations that they would all, and it was summertime, they would all skinny dip together as a family. And in the United States, for many people, like they're horrified by that. They think it's inappropriate. And so we tend to equate nudity with sexuality. And then, you know, we have a kind of prudish approach to sexuality. So then that means that, you know, sexuality is bad. And so nudity is bad. And I think from a young age, we just do a lot of body shaming, that nudity is bad or something to be embarrassed of. And then we have a very, you know, with our heavy media and advertising and marketing, there's a lot of emphasis put on quote unquote, like perfect bodies. And so that creates a lot of body shaming of these images that are plastered everywhere and being like, well, I don't look like that. And that seems to be what our society values. So I much
the models must, don't look like that. They've been photoshopped.
Right. I know. And all the airbrushing and everything. Right. It is an impossible standard. But that even that knowledge in our heads that we know that's airbrushed, it still screws with our heads and our hearts and our self-worth. You know, the images around us and that's attached to worthiness. Those are really heavy messages that really can get us at our core. So, I think, you know, the body shame starts at a young age. And then, for example, you know, it's not unusual for kids to touch themselves and to masturbate or at least just be, you know, exploring their bodies, you know, babies reaching into their diapers, like that. None of that is uncommon. But I think most parents are ill-prepared of what to do with that. So it's not uncommon for parents to, you know, slap their kids' hands away or to unwittingly shame them for just exploring their bodies and experiencing and exploring pleasure. And so that sexual shame comes in at an early age and an interesting disconnect from our own bodies.
Absolutely.
Like, well, that we don't have ownership over our own bodies or our own pleasure, or that's, you know, the realm of someone else to decide. And then we get older and then our religious leaders are deciding that for us. And our political leaders are making decisions around that.
Yes.
And regulating our bodies. So it carries through at so many levels.
Jen, hold that thought and we're going to return right there. We're going to take our second break. But first, let's recap our contact information. You're listening to Wendy Rose Williams, and I can be reached at my website, which is wendyrosewilliams.com, regarding past life regression and energy healing. And Dr. Jen Gonzalez, what's the best way to reach you?
They can find me on my website at drjensden.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Radio with your host, Wendy Rose Williams, and my guest, intimacy expert, Dr. Jen Gonzalez. Dr. Jen, let's resume the conversation. We were talking about sexual shaming and how, unfortunately, a lot of that has come in via religion in our country and just that need, perhaps, to control people and hold them under the thumb.
Yeah, and it's a shame because religion can be such a source and power of good and community and compassion and helping each other and love. You know, I think that the foundation of most religions, but that's not the application of it necessarily. And because some religions teach a kind of fear-based approach to the world, you know, fear that is going to create, you know, strong reactions and tribalism and us looking out for ourselves and us being right and making others wrong. And boy, do we have a lot of that in our society going on today. And I do think, unfortunately, it's something kind of unique about the United States as sort of a global leader like we are, but you compare us to other, say, European countries, and we have an interesting amount of religious beliefs that, I don't know, bring a lot of negativity also. So we just, I don't know, it's an interesting kind of mix of things in the United States. But I do think all the good that religion can do, I think it can do a lot of harm specifically around sexuality and shaming and creating stigma around anything that's not considered quote unquote normal and mainstream sexuality.
Absolutely. So is one of the ways that people can free themselves from some of that dogma, because I agree at its core, God is love, you know, whatever your belief system is, universe is love, source is love, whatever your belief system is mindfulness one of the ways to shine more light into that and to help people be present in the moment? Because it makes a lot of sense to me that depression is perhaps caused by us having too much of our thoughts and our energy in the past, and anxiety can be too much of projecting into the future. So how can we get more mindful? What's your definition of being mindful? How would you see that as a practice? Is it different than meditation, Dr. Jen? How do you see those pieces coming together?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, because I kind of think mindfulness is the answer to everything. I truly do believe that. I do believe if every day everyone around the world was practicing mindfulness and present moment awareness without judgment and, you know, and throw in some meditation, we would be a much healthier, happier, grounded, compassionate, caring, respectful world, you know, person by person, community by community. So at its core, mindfulness is its present moment awareness, and then without judging what you're noticing. So it really is, you know, in action, it's noticing. It's, you know, we tend to go through our lives on automatic pilot, you know, and the easy example is, you know, you drove home 20 minutes from somewhere and you remember none of that drive home, but you got home safely and you drove your car, but you don't remember anything. You didn't pay attention to anything. And you were lost in your head rehashing what had happened that day, or, you know, reliving the past, or kind of projecting or worrying about the future and missing the present moment that's in front of you.
So and can tuning into nature then just be really helpful with that too?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, mindfulness is choosing to focus your attention on something in a specific moment. So that could be, okay, I'm going to notice the trees around me and just observe them. And again, without judgment, so that it's kind of having a neutral approach to your observation of yourself and your surroundings. And so if your focus, you want to be on nature, then that's what you choose to be mindful of. And then you notice you get distracted or your thoughts take you somewhere else. You acknowledge those thoughts and then you bring it back to whatever your focus is. But that focus can also be on our inner lives. And this is where I most use mindfulness in my practice and teachings, especially when we're talking about topics like sexual shame or people trying to, you know, reclaim their sex life or develop it in new ways, is that mindfulness about our inner world of what's going on. And that, you know, usually we are on automatic pilot, but what does it look like? Say, for example, every time your partner brings up the topic of sex, you shut down, and you have trouble talking about it. That's, you know, some patterned response in you. And so using mindfulness to shine a bright light on what's going on inside of you in that moment can help you start to make healthier choices instead of just reacting. And that would be, you know, for example, by looking at, okay, what's my partner just asked about sex? Like, what's going on inside me? Like, what are my emotions in this moment? Well, I kind of felt fear and I felt some guilt because we haven't had sex in a long time. And then my thought is, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad partner. And then, you know, and then I feel some anxiety, like, oh gosh, you know, am I messing up this relationship? And then I feel that anxiety in my chest, but then I feel kind of a sinking feeling in my stomach. And then your thought is, okay, I just can't handle this. I'm not doing this conversation. And, you know, and all of that happens in like a half a second. and, you know, but it runs you. And so by using mindfulness, you know, reflecting, say, after that happens, going, grabbing a journal and writing down, okay, what on earth just happened? Why did I shut down? And choosing to sit with all of that discomfort that you're trying to avoid and all of that awkwardness and shining a bright light on it. Over time, we can learn to be more comfortable with our discomfort, and then we can learn to stay present in those awkward situations, and then we can show up more in our lives for ourselves and our partners, and to be able to talk through difficult situations, and then to be able to, you know, create some solutions from there.
So it's a way of processing through the difficult emotions, being kind to yourself and knowing you have to do some of that on your own. And it sounds like you're really describing unpacking old baggage, just piece by piece, taking out that set that you just don't need anymore and don't realize you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders or wherever you're carrying it in your body.
Yeah, exactly. And we carry it all sorts of places in our body.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. And that stuff, that it's hard. It's really, you know, that process I just described is really hard to do because it feels so bad. And there's a reason that your pattern is to shut down, or for some people it's to lash out and yell at their partner, or to cruise, you know, Netflix or Facebook for 2 hours and to numb themselves and escape. There's all sorts of things we do to not be present with uncomfortable sexual conversations and topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To avoid it. Mm-hmm. And not to blame yourself for that, because like that's just, you know, how our body's been programmed to do. And it's the, you know, efficiency in the moment of the brain just to shut down. But mindfulness is all about retraining ourselves to stay present with the discomfort and not avoid it. And then, boy, do our lives, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to do and to keep doing. But in the long run, this gets easier and easier, and you have less things that trigger you and shut you down. And then you, like, you want a genuine path to happiness and satisfaction and expression in life. This is it. I mean, it's a hard path, but this is the path that you look down after 6 months, a year, 5 years, and you look back, you're like, oh my God, I am such a different person.
But it's incredibly fulfilling. And the great news is we've got such resources now. We live in such a fantastic time where you can work with a healer, you can work with a sexologist, you can find quality books and journals and things to help you move through that path to get yourself happy and get yourself where you need to be. And then you're able to re-engage in a more positive way with your partner.
Yeah, absolutely. We have there's a thing called in psychology, the hedonic treadmill of like what we're taught happiness is as a society. In that it's like the next promotion, the new car, the house, the next partner, this sexual encounter, you know, this new makeup, losing 10 pounds, whatever, all of these things. But it gives us a little blip of happiness, but then we're back to our set point versus practices like mindfulness and meditation and daily gratitudes and being altruistic and helping others. Those are things that actually can raise our set point of happiness and satisfaction.
They do. I mean, that's been proven. Meditation's been proven to literally change the brain. I mean, that's how you get the better sleep. That's how you lose the weight. That's how, you know, so many things, the chemicals just actually change. So that's fantastic. Well, one other quick question, and then we're going to go to break, Dr. Jen. You've already authored an ebook with a gynecologist, which is fantastic. What is the title? And are listeners able to get a copy via your website?
Yes. The title is Am I Normal? It's a woman's guide to female sexuality. And it's a short ebook workbook for, specifically it was designed for young women, but I've had women of all ages be like, oh my gosh, this is so helpful. And just guiding folks through, you know, some of the topics I'm talking about here, like what were the childhood messages you grew up with and what do you still carry with you? And then we have I did it with a gynecologist and, you know, she talked, you know, outlines the anatomy and just getting much more details so that we really know our bodies and what they're doing. And we talk about body image and we have it set up as a workbook. So there's all sorts of questions to answer and activities to do and reflections and just a really nice way in a short amount of time to really dive into all these different aspects of your sexuality and shining a light on it and hopefully overcoming
Fantastic.
Any shame or guilt that you're carrying.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Wendy Rose Williams. I can be reached at wendyrosewilliams.com. And you're listening to Dr. Jen Gonzalez. We'll be right back.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Well, welcome back to Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams and my guest, Dr. Jen Gonzalez. Dr. Jen can be found on the web at drjensden.com and on YouTube. I highly encourage you to check out the plethora of information she's got there because she's really built an amazing portfolio. Jen, have you been doing In the Den with Dr. Jen for about 10 years now?
I started that video podcast show. Actually, I don't even know if YouTube was really around yet. We started it in 2006. It was kind of coming out, but it wasn't respected, and it was a lot of just kind of crappy okay. videos. And we weren't on it for a while. We were on iTunes. And
got
so,
it.
Yeah. And I went to a studio and space and shot it. And then we did it in front of a live audience for a while. And then I haven't really been doing much in the past few years, but I've been trying to get back to doing home videos and just doing things kind of reactive to sex related things in the news. So we'll see.
Absolutely. Well, people can check out, listeners can check out the YouTube channel, as I said, and there really is a lot of information there. And the live studio audience ones are great. I particularly like those. And your alter ego that you had of Spicy Susie there and a few other things was just very fun.
Well, thank you. I forgot about her.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about meditation. It's interesting how, and I was absolutely one of those people who had to be dragged to it and just have it recommended for me multiple times to just really be able to calm down and just calm down that monkey mind, that left brain, that ego part of ourselves to be able to more tune into our bodies and our souls and to spirit. And one of the techniques that can really help with people who struggle with meditation and just can't settle down because they find they're right in the grocery list, you know, they just can't settle down, is you can do walking meditations. You can go for a walk in nature. That absolutely is a meditative state, which you reach just like you do in past life regression, where that wisdom really, really comes forth. So there's just a lot of benefits. And some people are able to work with meditations to the point where they have a wonderful breath practice and they can enjoy an energy orgasm. And that can be really surprising. But Dr. Jen, you had a good you've got many good YouTubes, but I like the one with Sean Roop, where he talked about the chakras and how men and women take the opposite paths to really connect, and men go from the lower chakra on up to be able to connect, and women go from the top chakra on down. So that ties in, and then you also had a couple people who came in and talked about the breath work involved in energy orgasms. I have a friend named Becky Bucco, also from Pennsylvania, and she's written an intriguing soulmate story entitled Pandora's Box of Love, Unleashing a New Passion, and it details what she's named the Pandora Technique. So in a sentence, Pandora is a heart-centered energy orgasm technique. It's designed to remove the barriers to making love for most people, including those with handicaps, illness, and those who are geographically separated. So do you have thoughts on that, whether our listeners can really learn to be mindful, to meditate, to get into their bodies and mindful of their breath to the point that they can experience these wonderful things? Because it has been proven via MRI of all the non-sexy things you can think of.
Well, and so you said a lot of great stuff there. So I have a couple thoughts. One, just to go back to what you were saying initially about meditation, I think where a lot of people get stuck when they sit down to finally try to meditate and then they think they suck at it is that they have expectations and assumptions of what it should be like. And you mentioned like the grocery list. And so if you're sitting down to practice a mindfulness meditation, you know, your only thing is that you're choosing to focus on something, whether it's your breath or the sounds around you or looking at it, the candle flame, and then noticing when you're distracted and choosing to bring yourself back. So that grocery list is fine. You know, that you're off to the races thinking about other things. And then all that matters is that process that at some point, whether it's after 5 seconds or 5 minutes, you notice that you're doing it. You acknowledge that you've had that thought and you choose to bring your focus back to whatever your focal point is. Like, that is how we train our brain in mindfulness, acknowledging we're distracted and choosing to bring it back. So letting go of expectations and assumptions, there is no quote unquote good meditator or bad meditator. It is just a continual process of training our brains. And in some ways, the quote unquote worse that you are at it, the more practice you get at training your brain.
Right.
So it's actually really good.
Right.
And then moving on, you know, to this concept of energy orgasm. I mean, the more that we practice mindfulness and awareness of what's happening in the moment and what's happening in our bodies, and the more that we can stay present to it and not distracted, I mean, our ability then to experience nuances of the heart and of emotions and of energy and of, you know, I had an experience about 2 months ago or something with a man, and we were actually, we had done was kissed. We had been hanging out a little bit, and we were sitting on the sofa and just kind of looking at each other, and I think our heads were kind of rested against each other. And all of a sudden, I just felt like my heart expand in the moment, and I was like, whoa, what was that? And like 2 seconds later, he goes, what was that? What just happened? And I was like, oh my God, you felt it too.
How wonderful.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, that was amazing. But for him, he didn't experience it in the same way I did, but he experienced something that felt really special. And I think he felt like a relaxation and a presence and like a warmth and kind of like a safety. So his interpretation of it was different than me, but we both were like, what was that? And so, you know, that, yeah, the more that we keep practicing
get into that moment.
Yeah. And that we could stay present and not be distracted or worried about what is he thinking about me, or do
Absolutely.
I, you know, does my body look good enough, or, should I go brush my teeth or whatever.
We need to wrap up on that moment. Okay. Let's just hold that thought of that beautiful moment where both of you felt something special happening. I'd like to thank you, Dr. Jen, for the healing and information you shared with us today. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thank you to Benny Mathers, our producer, who included the perfect healing music. Please join me on the first Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. My next guest, December 5th, will be Karen Downing from yoursoulmission.com, and we'll be discussing past lives and many other topics. Until next time, this is Wendy Rose Williams applauding you for taking an hour out of your busy week to enjoy some sexual healing with me and my special guest, Dr. Jen Gonzalez from drjensden.com. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Dr. Jen.
You've been listening to Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio to raise your vibration and live a joyful life. Wendy reviews crucial energy basics in fresh new ways from her perspective as a past life regressionist, Reiki Master energy healer, and spiritual teacher, including how to ground, clear, and balance your energy to be sovereign. Tune into your soul's infinite wisdom, raise your vibration, and discover your greatest joy on Soul Wisdom Radio. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com to download this podcast, to learn more about having a healing session with Wendy, or to order one of her publications.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.